Aloha, aloha. Say aloha.
Aloha.
Oh, it makes me feel at home. Aloha means hello, goodbye, I love you. So it's quite simple. So when you say aloha, you have to make sure what you're meaning, because they might not know. So just now. So ua mau ke ao o kaina I ka pono o Iesu Christo. It's the life of the land here should be perpetuated in Jesus Christ. That's our state motto in Hawaii. And I proclaim that over Hong Kong. Yes. This is my first time here in Hong Kong. And I love it so far. I came in early yesterday, actually this morning. And I've been up with the Lord since then. And you've been showing me some things for you. Yes. It's a great way to come to Hong Kong, and first thing to do is to minister with you here. It's a blessing, and thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come. Yes. I don't know about you, but if God is not real, then we're wasting our time, yes? Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me now, okay? As I said, I don't know what I would do if Jesus was not real. What would we speak of? Yes. I said, we're not supposed to believe in the Bible. We're supposed to believe in who the Bible reveals. The whole essence of the Bible is to bring out the reality of who God is. He's real like you and I, yes? He's as tangible, and He speaks and He loves. He has so many secrets for us. He has so many things that He has stored in it and the things that He wants to speak to us. In our family, most of our family, ministers, and we've seen legs grow out, eyeballs, no eyeballs, blind people, yes, but blind people without eyeballs. My nephew stuck his thumbs in her eyes. He didn't know what to do. He was a teenager then. He went and he was in the Philippines and he prayed for a gentleman that was blind from birth. And his eyelids were shut. And he prayed it didn't open up, so he himself, like a teenager, plopped it open himself. And all he saw was white. And he screamed. So did the other youth. I would too, I presume. And then God began to take a pencil, as He describes it, and He started coloring the eyeballs in this man, and he could see. And one of the first things he said, he says, could you heal my friend who is in the park? So they all went. And they went and searched for this woman who had no eyeballs. And he said, well, I have faith to heal a blind man with blind eyeballs, but not someone without them. But yet that night, his faith increased. So he didn't know what to do, so he just threw out a prayer, says, Lord, heal him, heal her, and he ran away. And he said, no, that's not good enough. So he went back and he didn't know what to do because it was his first no eyeball blindness. So he stuck his thumbs inside there and says, Lord, heal her. As time went on, very quickly actually, he could feel on his thumbs that the eyeballs were pushing his thumbs out of the sockets, and it popped out from the right and then to the left. And again they screamed because all they saw was white. And they went back and they saw the Lord do the same thing as if he had a coloring pencil, and he colored her eyes. And he left the little white pupils. It was white still. And the minute he just touched it, she could see. And she grabbed my nephew's arm and he said, is this a tree? He goes, no, it's an arm. And she looked at him and grabbed his face and he said, is this what a human looks like? He says, yes. Yes. The presence of the Lord is real. Do you know what Do you want to know the secret of eternal life? Yes? There's one. There's one that's not in their head. At least one. Do you want to know the secret to eternal life? Yes, indeed. I was sitting. I often have picnics with the Father because he's real. So I actually go get a lunch. He doesn't eat much, so I just take a lunch for myself. And in Hawaii, there's these beautiful Cascade oceans. And the tropical breeze is just as such. And I would take my lunch and I would bring it. I'd bring a chair. He doesn't sit much either, so I bring a chair just for me. But yet I sit and have a conversation like I am with you because he's real. If he's not real, we're wasting our time, yes? And as I was sitting there, he was standing right next to me and he said, "Do you want to know the secret to eternal life?" And I wasn't prepared for that, but... And I said, "From you, a secret? Surely I want to know what the secret is." And he said, John 17:3. That's all he told me. And I waited, and he said, John 17:3. It is the catalyst of his heart. I say this because he said it. And it says in there, it's a short, simple, but yet all the profundities of his heart lay in John 17:3. It said, "This is eternal life, to know the Father, the one true God, and the Son who he has sent." That's it. And when I read, "This is eternal life," I realized that truly he is going about to tell me a secret. Because I didn't know what John 17:3 was that back then many years ago. And when I read it, I knew truly he said. So I began to think and ponder on that scripture. There are certain foundational scriptures that I want to share with you today that will change your life, as it, I hope, as it has for me. That one first, because he had said that is a secret. The whole essence of eternal life is he wants this intimate relationship with us. Yes? Where everything permeates, where everything flows, the eternal virtue is love. Love endures for how long? Forever. Now, prophecy is good. Healing is good. We've seen many of those. Words of knowledge are great. These things, these supernatural things, these signs, wonders, and miracles are great. They're for here. But what lasts forever is this love relationship. So I began to ponder this whole deal. And even this word, "this," the word "this," is called an illative word. And these illative words give you and start to direct you to what God is about to say. Therefore, illative. This, illative. Wherever, whenever. All of. These are illative words that draw you to what he's going to say. And this was no different. So he said, "This is eternal life." He's about to define the secret of eternal life. It is to know the Father, the one true God, and his Son who is sent. Now the word "know" is gnosko. It's this intimate relationship. It's a certain type of intimate relationship. And the reason why he wants this intimate relationship, because he desires for us to have conversation and relationship with him. He wants to speak to us. He does all the time. And through that, and he speaks supernaturally. Why? We have a lot of beautiful flowers in Hawaii, one of which is the plumeria. Are you familiar with this flower? The plumeria? The plumeria has a very distinct fragrance. It hasn't the fragrance of the gardenia or what we call the puakenekene. It has a distinct fragrance. Why? The plumeria has a plumeria flavor or fragrance because it's the nature of the plumeria. Quite simple, yes? God speaks supernaturally through signs, wonders, and miracles because that's his nature. God is a supernatural God. So he speaks through supernatural things. He'll show you. He likes to sit. The closer in this relationship you become, the more of the things that he shares with you, the secrets of His heart for you and for others. The other day I was ministering, and I was sharing this last night, one of my favorite ones, but we didn't raise the dead this time, but this is what he shared. And we were ministering, and he said, there's someone here with allergic to a specific type of red lipstick. I go, really? I said, that's kind of funny. That's kind of interesting. And I said that. And as I stood there, and there are certain different words that God had given, as he has given tonight, and I want to share that with them if I could, Pastor. And this woman sitting with her husband in the second row, she raised her hand. I go, which one is you? Which one was you? And she goes, I'm the one with the lipstick. I go, that's so cool. The reason why is I had no idea. I was not thinking about red lipstick. Why would I? I don't wear red lipstick. Just browns and pinks. I'm glad you're laughing because now you know I don't wear lipstick, right? And she said, I just asked the Lord to share with you something funny and interesting about me. And so he did. She took home something that the Lord did with her to build that relationship. As simple as that, but yet as profound as that. In the presence of God, what we're finding, by the way, the worship was wonderful. I could sit there forever. Thank you. Thank you. God is teaching us with different resonations of sound. Different resonations of sound. You can hear the life of God. Everything around you starts to have a message. Nothing was made that was made apart from God, yes? Including sound. So everything that moves has a message from God. Everything. So in the presence of the Lord, as we sit in this time, and I will play the piano just to set the environment, and people would just sit in the presence of the Lord, and people's diabetes go, their cancer go, their broken bones go, their ligaments go. No, not the ligaments go. The torn ligaments go. Their bones are healed. This one gentleman, I let him go, and I just let him. See, in the time of, the Lord is teaching us this very thing. What you're saying here is the essence of John 17:3. To know him, yes? That's the whole John 17. And when you begin to know him, you become like him. When you begin to be like him, you start doing things supernaturally. Supernatural things naturally. Why? Because it's your nature. If you become like him, you begin to think like him. So the Lord's taught me through the journey. Now, I don't know about you, but if we were to climb, let's picture this for a moment. We're going to climb Mount Everest. Mount Everest is the highest mountain from sea level and up. Yes, quite high. Mauna Kea on the Big Island of Hawaii is the largest mountain from below sea level. Just a little history there. I just wanted to brag a little bit about Hawaii. Nothing to do with the story. If we're about to climb Mount Everest, ask yourself, who would you want to be your tour guide? One that is astute in the reading about Mount Everest, but yet never has climbed. But yet he's quite astute. In fact, most of the things that he's read are from those that have journeyed Mount Everest. Or, the second one, the one that has actually written the books and he's journeyed quite often Mount Everest and back. A or B? Good answer. Why? Because he's experienced the journey. He can say there's a certain resonation in someone's voice, a certain conviction, a certain thought, a certain life that comes through the journey of experiencing that journey. Right prior to the highest peak is called the summit. And the summit is the most difficult part of the journey. So you've journeyed so long, and right prior to the top, you have to climb this most difficult part of it. Does that sound like the gloriously difficult journey that the Lord puts us on sometimes? I share with you things of the testimonies, and the reason why I share these testimonies because the testimonies of Jesus Christ are the spirit of prophecy. Testimony means to do again. So when you speak about the testimonies and the things that has happened because of the journey and the things that you have seen, it means to do again. It prophesies that life as I am doing right now. These things are real. Why? Because I've read it. Truly, I have. But we've seen in our own eyes. See, Jesus wants this relationship with us. The Father wants this relationship with us. And the way He wants to do it is through supernatural things in your life. Why? Because it'll change you. If you look at every author of the book of the Bible, every single one of them, they had their own individual encounter with God or encounters with God that allows them to write those revelations. It's the conviction. And when these things happen to you, in the midst of you, witnessed by you, no one can change that. Yet even unto death, you will go because of the things you've seen in Jesus Christ. Amen? Yes. It's no different. I find that when we go, wherever we are, the Lord says, it's not where we go. It's not where we are. It's who we are. It's in the likeness of Him because we know Him that we'll be able to make Him known to others. Because you can speak from that context. I encourage you today, I implore you today to get to know Him intimately like that. Every little thing. To find His voice, to learn how to listen to His voice, so that when He speaks, you know it is Him that is speaking. So I'm sitting from Molokai. We're going on a... Molokai is one of our islands. How many of you have been to Hawaii? Oh, a bit of you. That's awesome. It's nice, yes? Yeah. We have good Chinese food over there, by the way. But I think over here is, yeah. I'm excited about this. But anyway, where was I? Oh, little girl. We were coming back on a boat, and this little girl, she had given me a whole bunch of candy. There are all sorts of colors in there. And she said, Uncle Jay, and all the little girls and all the younger ones, they call the elders uncle or auntie, just out of respect. That's just the culture there. So she was calling me Uncle Jay. She says, could you hold those for me? And I said, sure. I said, and she said, but when I want one, can you give it to me? I go, sure. So I put it in my pocket. And I said, do you believe that the Lord will tell us which color, if you ask for the colors, before we pull them out of our pocket? She goes, yes. Just as nonchalantly as that. She believed. There's about 10 of them in there. So she said, Uncle Jay, can I have one? I go, what color? She goes, the red one. I said, okay, let's ask the Lord which one is red. And I pulled it out. It was a red one. Every single color. Now, as you go, get less and less, the probabilities get higher and higher. But yet not with God. Every single one of them, she prophetically spoke of, she didn't know. And every single one of them was a correct color as we pulled them out. Why did He do that? Because He likes candy? No. He wants to make Himself known to us. If you inquire of every little thing in your life, because this close relationship brings you to this intimacy, then the profundities follow. They say that the signs and wonders and miracles follow the righteous. The righteous are those that know Him, to be like Him, and make Him known. How do you make them known? The best, most impactful way is through your life. People would witness the things of God supernaturally in the midst of them. In the midst of them. And they go home changed. Same little girl, we're moving to Molokai. And I'm standing, I'm holding her in the front here in this blue ocean. We're going from Molokai to Oahu, which is about a 42-mile ride. And I'm just sitting there quietly, and something in my heart prompted me, and I said, "Sweetheart," I said, "have you ever seen a whale before?" And she says, "No." As soon as she said no, a whale pops up in front of us and waves its tail. I said, "Did you see that?" She goes, "I did. The minute I said it, it popped in front of us." How does that happen? Except when you're in the likeness of Him, the nature of it, the nature of the things that you say become natural, and things happen around you supernaturally. As just simple things like that, and you get these surprises throughout your life. It's amazing. I was ministering one time in Hawaii, and people were standing, and he said, "Jay, walk past them." So I walked past them. And I walked. And I was just walking because he told me to walk. And he told me to walk that way. I want you to get into your when you're live with the Lord, when he says something, don't ask questions because he knows all the answers. And so you come into this place of faith that when you hear his voice, you do it when he tells you to do it without much question, because you know that in the middle of that, you'll see the things that he's already intended, the things that he's called, the things that he has spoken, the things that he has purposed. Those are the things that will come to pass. So he tells me to walk, and I walk past, and he says, "Look back." I look back, and people were down. And as they got up, people were getting healed. I went, "Wow, that is so, is that amazing? That's amazing." He taught me that he just wants to include me. And by my walking, without even knowing, except that he told me, I turned around and there's a surprise back there. And I did shower. It wasn't because of that. I did. The signs, wonders, and miracles follow the righteous. I was playing the keyboard one day, and I went up to pray because someone was speaking, and I went, the keyboard was about here, and I went up, and the Lord said, "Press that key." I don't recall which key. And now when he says, and I completely forget that the congregation's out there. So I go, "Which one?" He goes, "That one." I went, bam! I see this transparent tube with a laser, a red laser, come out of that keyboard and fly and hit the guy that was talking like it shot him, and he jerked, and the Holy Spirit hit him, and he started to cry. Because the Holy Spirit, I said, what just happened? And I went, whoa, that was amazing. Just recently after, about a week or two later, this woman was there and she was speaking as well. And I went up to go to play, and he did the same thing. The Lord told me to press a key, and I did. And I went, ponk, just one key. The thing flew back out, the same tube, the same infrared, and hit her the same place. And she jerked like she got hit with a shotgun. The Holy Spirit hit her. You could see it. She started to weep. And when we were walking down, she hit me on the shoulder. She slapped me, and she goes, "You." I go, "That was not me." These little things and testimonies are things that you will experience through the nature. The Lord said, if you walk with me, you will see the nature of me. From the place that I'm staying, we came down with this taxi. By the way, you guys drive on the wrong side of the road. I saw the nature of that road. Why? Because that's the nature of the journey. God promises if you have your own individual relationship with Him, to know Him intimately, and the knowing makes you become in the likeness of Him, by the nature of that likeness, the signs, wonders, and miracles will permeate from your life. And people will know them because of that nature and the fragrance of your life. Things will happen. I was praying. Do you like these testimonies? Yeah. I do too. Because today there's this morning. It's Saturday in Hawaii, by the way. It's actually, it's in the evening. It's 5:20 in the evening, Saturday. Where was I? I go on these bunny trails, and you have to help me come back. What was I saying? I'm sorry. Do you like testimony? Back up, rewind. Back more up. As I was praying, back more. Sometimes when the Lord says something and it touches people, I completely don't know what I said because the Lord said it. Anyway, it'll come back to me. What's that? Yes, that's far enough back. Thank you, yes. When a dear sister of mine, I was speaking with her, and I had not known that she had chronic vertebrae problems, where she and her husband were considering buying a new bed because she could not sleep. And we were talking, and I just said, no kidding. And I touched her neck, and she kind of cringed. And then she looked at me. She realized that when I just touched her neck, all of the vertebrae healed. Just by me touching it. And I go, what happened? And so she explained what happened. As soon as she touched, I touched her. The healing happened. What I realized that the nature of God in us through our relationship with Him becomes your surprise parties every day. Because things around you happen. They just naturally do. In the nature, it just happens because you're in the likeness of Him. The fragrance of God will be yours. The fragrance of God is yours now. But the increasing of it, the increase of your stakes and the lengthening of your cords and the expansion of your tents with Him increase. They increase. Same woman, I was to speak with her one morning, and she was up all night because she had chronic asthma since she was born. She was 44 years old at that time. And she called me because she made that commitment, but she could barely speak. And I said, what's going on? And she told me. And I said, Lord, heal her asthma. That's all I said. And she went, I go, now breathe. How many of you know that if you ask God for something, you would look? If I asked you to go and meet me at the bus station so that we can go get some good Hong Kong Chinese food after this, I'm going to go and look if you're going to be there. Why? Because I've asked you. Why do I do that? Because it's natural for me, because you're real. So when I ask you something, I'm going to respond to that. So in the same way with God, because you're friends, because you're in the likeness of Him, because the things around you are happening, because of His decree, because of the things He's spoken, these things happen around you. And I said, asthma be gone. And I said, now breathe. And she went, ah. She goes, oh my goodness, I can breathe. I go, that's good. She goes, no, you don't realize I can breathe. Now her whole countenance and her voice and her breathing just completely gone. And so now the Lord begins to share me her master bedroom. And I said, now Kimmy, you know I haven't been at your house, right? Yes. And nor have I been in your master bedroom. Yes. I said, but you sleep on the right side. She goes, yes. I said, on the side of your bed, there's a lampstand. And the Lord is showing me through a vision or through revelation these things that are in there. And I said, she goes, yes. I said, it's antiquated white outside. And there's one drawer on the bottom, on the top. And she goes, yes. She goes, you're scaring me. I go, no. This is what the Lord is showing you. You just got healed from asthma. And said, now on top of that bedstand, there's a lamp, and I defined that lamp. There's a white bottom on the bed, and there's this canvas white lamped on the top, and there's just one sitting there. She goes, yes. And on the bottom, there's this open boxed area where you put all your books. There's books under there. In fact, you've got books layered up, and then you've even stuffed books on the top of it laying down. She goes, yes. I go, inside of your drawer, there's antiquated wood. It's not painted, but it's antiquated brown wood inside. She goes, I'm not sure. I said, open it up. It is. She opens it up, and she says, it is. I said, now, inside of there, there's a whole bunch of papers, and in the middle of that drawer is your respiratory thing that she shoots in her mouth. She said, yes, it is in there. I said, go get it. I said, the Lord said to throw it away. You'll never need it. That was 7 years ago. When you begin to become closer and closer with the Lord, these things happen naturally. Pastor, we have about a half an hour, yes?
No, we have time.
Yes? Are you guys okay?
Yes.
Do you like this?
Yes.
It's good, yes? I was doing my devotion one day, and I said, Lord, what do you want to do today? Sometimes be careful what you ask for. And he says, can we just sit? Is that okay? I go, sure. We'll sit. So we sat. 8 hours later, then 12. And that was it. We just spent time talking as we did this morning. Next day came, I said, Lord, what do you want to do? He goes, can we sit? I said, sure. Is that all? He goes, yes. And he said, is that okay with you? I said, yes. A week went by, same thing. 3 months went by, same thing. A year and a half went by, same thing. After 3 weeks, I got a bit uncomfortable. Because I didn't think he was going to take me that long. 3 months went by. People were thinking, where's Jay? What is he doing? All he does is sit in his room. Is he lazy? He's not working. What's he doing? Now, imagine the talk after a year and a year and a half went by. After the conversations, I'd say, is it okay for me to go and take a canoe ride? Or he'd say, are we done? Are we okay? Yes. One of the things that become your delightful cost in your life is these surprises are unconditional. But yet there remains all of the revelation that God has in store for us, because these things will follow you. We were in ministry, and the Lord said, I want you to play the piano. The piano's been something that the Lord and I has used, because I don't know about you, but a lot of the deepest things of our life seldom finds its way to words. Do you agree? It's hard to express. But I like playing the piano because it's a way to express those things that I can't find words for. But there's something in our spirit that comes. So I use that, and it's been 30-some years since then. And he said, I want you to open this ministry called Keys to His Heart Worship. That was 3 years ago. In fact, this is the first time I'm missing a month. I usually have it about once a month, and I minister elsewhere. But I came to Hong Kong, so my nephew, the one that he prayed for the women and the blind guy and other things that he's done, he's doing it with me. So he's over there, and he's going to do the ministry. But he said, the Lord said, I want you to play, and I'll do the rest. That's what he told me. I said, play, and I'll do the rest. 3 years now, we've seen, every time we've seen things. And so I let people sleep, or I let people lie down. It's kind of funky for a lot of people, but I say to people, I said, who are we here for? He said, the Lord. Okay. Has he seen you lie down before? Yes. I mean, what about sitting or standing or kneeling or anything else? Yeah. He says, so he's accustomed to any position that you've been, right? Yes. Okay. So lying down is okay. This is his living room. People come with insomnia and they sleep. There's others that just come and they just snore. They literally snore. And I'm not offended. And I play, and you can hear them snore. And I said, you can snore all you want, long as it's on key, and I'm completely okay. So there's this one guy, from the onset I started playing, he started snoring. We were ministering, and this goes on for hours sometimes, but this guy was still sleeping there, and people were clearing the chairs out, and he was still sleeping. So I got back in the row right behind him. He was still sleeping, but interesting, when I sat down to look over his chair, he woke up, and he looked at me. He went home, and he called later, realizing that 7-year arthritic pain that he had in his shoulders and arms were gone. He just slept. Why? Because the nature of God does what it wants. A woman was sitting here after soaking and we were playing, and I just played, and you can see her. She's sitting there and her eyes are bugged out. And so she shared with one of the volunteers, she goes, I believe my knees and my bones are healed. And she goes, well, stand up. And so I saw the commotion, and I go, what's going on over there? She goes, I believe I'm healed. And I go, well, stand up and do something. So, because we want to check what God is doing in the midst of us. Jesus' resurrection was seen and witnessed in the midst of them. There's something critical about that. It was intentional. That in the midst of Jesus' resurrection, they saw and witnessed. Why? Because it makes an impact in our lives. That's the nature of God. That's how he makes John 17:3 permeate in our lives, because we will see in the midst of us. Amen? She stood up and she couldn't believe, and everyone saw in the midst of us. She just sat there in the midst of the presence of God, and she was healed. Would you like to see that here?
Yes.
May I ask the would you play behind me? Just a beautiful sounds that come out of your instrument. All of you, all of the worship team is awesome. Yes, you're very blessed to have them here. There's much more than music. There are resonating sounds. Resonating sounds are deeper than the music. Music can be music, but resonating sounds open up. It opens up the portals of God so that he can work. When the king asked, where's the prophet? Because the Moabs were going to attack them. He said, I need the prophet for the word of God. Elijah came and he said, what do you have with me? He goes, I need a word because the Moabs are going to come. He goes, well, before I do that, bring your musician. The king's musician has helped the prophetic for Elijah. And in the same way, when I heard the music that was being played, there's a resonating sound that you hear beyond the music. I was sitting one day, and a whole bunch of people were walking, and God began to focus me on their walking of their feet. Blessed are those whose feet bring good news. There's a resonation in their walk. So as they were walking, I could hear the shuffle, and every one of them, the Lord said, this was praying for Malaysia. This one wants to go here. This is the one that's been asking. This is what he wants to do. And that group, God begins to show the things just through the resonation of their walk. Because God created everything for that message, and as he creates that, a man took his coat and he put it on and it ruffled, and the Lord was sharing with me his heart. another gentleman I did not know, he was walking, and as I walked, the Lord said, stick your hand out. I went, like this. And as I touched him, as I did that, he walked and passed my arm. And as soon as he touched my arm, the Lord showed me that he was praying for Malaysia. You stick your arm out. When he tells you, you will feel the depth of his heart in his people without even asking. It's the most inexpressible feeling of love that he'll share with you if you let him. And it could be just because you stick your arm out. It's incredible, yes? As I was sitting here, the Lord had begun to share me the things about what you're doing here, the different people. May I share them with you? I won't blow my nose. I remember a gentleman that did that. It just blew me away. Whoa. What just happened? One of the etiquettes of ministry is when you're crying, don't blow your nose in the microphone. The Lord loves you, yes? He loves us. When he shares things, it's intentional. He just doesn't share it just to share to tickle our fancy or tickle our ears because he wants to. When he shares it, he wants something to happen supernaturally. You agree? It's no different here. A few years ago, while I was ministering at a Chinese church in Hawaii. Hawaii is a great fusion place because we're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean where the Pacific Rim surrounds, one of which is China. And I was ministering there at a Chinese church, and I was laying down worshiping whilst the worship team was worshiping. And as I was laying down, it's as if the Lord took me and he began to shake me. And I could not stop shaking as if I had no control over my body. And I continued to shake as if I was flying in a turbulent airplane. And he took me to China. And I hovered over these beautiful mountains with beautiful trees. And the most elegant people from China was filling this whole valley. And they looked up at us. And they looked at us with awe. Their eyes, all of them, were focused on us because we were above them and they were looking at us. That night, people's legs grew out. Bones were healed. And just because Father, thank you. Show yourself, oh God. Why would be here? Why would we be here if you don't make yourself known to us? Touch your people in a way that only you can say, only way you can do. Apart from you, we can do nothing of this nature. Touch the hearts, Lord, and make yourself known to them. As I was sitting here, the Lord showed me that someone here has pain underneath your bones here. There's something wrong with your bones. There's a different alignment. That's you, check. The Lord is healing you right now. There's someone here that their eyes, I saw their eyes where the eyes are, sometimes they're just not controllable or they lose their own equilibrium. The Lord is healing you right now about that. Someone that has an upper intestinal problem, you've had it for a while, it's your upper, the upper here. The Lord is healing you. I see something that someone got hurt on both sides of their foot up here. Something hit it or something. I don't know what happened. The Lord is healing you of that. Make sure you check. Thank you, Father. I saw a young woman sitting in front of her sofa while we were doing worship. You've been sitting in front of your sofa and you've been wondering about what the Lord is, and you've been praying and you've been sitting. It's almost like you were in a sitting school. You're sitting in front and you had your arms around like this and your knees. You're sitting and you're pondering and you've been praying and you've been praying and you've been praying and you just don't know if the Lord is hearing you. I say this for you that has touched your heart and that you know who you are. The Lord hears your prayers and He will make yourself known. You've been questioning of whether God is hearing you. He says He does. This word is particularly for the women here. The Lord wants to know that there's sometimes you feel like an orphan or you don't belong. That your position in God's kingdom is secondary. I say this to you, says the Lord. The kingdom's purpose here on earth, much of it, is because of the success and the intimacy of the hearts of the women that I've built. The foundations of great kingdoms here on earth are because of them and their faithfulness. Your voice speaks volumes and your voice speaks life. There is healing in your voices through the heart from which He's given you. You are not an orphan. You are my child. Someone has either a fractured or something in your bones here, just around your nose. God is healing you from that. Something hit it. You hit it or you did something from it in a younger age, and it's kind of, God is healing you. I keep getting someone that has a little blue car. A little blue car. It's an aqua blue. And something happened with you in that car and your back's on alignment. Your alignment is off. God is healing you in that. There's someone here that has a date, June 15th. June 15th. There's something significant for you. You also have been wondering if the Lord is hearing your voice. Well, He says that He is. He does. Continue to do what you're doing. June 15th. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit. Of the things that I've spoken, if you want to share, or has that applied to any of you? Raise your hand. There's one. Thank you. There's two. Thank you. Anyone else? Now, I know how you feel. There's three. Thank you. I know how you feel, because when I've sat there and people are ministering like this and it was applied to me, I said, I'm not raising my hand. I know there's more. Thank you, Father. There's someone here that has had, just right around here, this whole structure, this bone structure here, you've had problems with that structure. The Lord is healing you right now with that. It's a woman. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. How many of you know that silence speaks a lot? And God says that He'll quiet us in His love. In Psalms it says that. He'll quiet us with His love. Now, the ones raise their hand, would you be willing to share what the Lord is sharing? Or how about you, sir? Yeah. Why, could you stand up and move it? It's moving? Hallelujah. Thank you. Thanksgiving and gratefulness. Prayer, supplication, which is humble expectations, and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving builds and develops the things God wants. Now, I've seen when the Lord had showed me someone with ailments here, and there's this little taffy-looking demonic thing in her stomach, and the Lord showed me, I said, you need to go. Because she had this intestinal thing going on. And the Lord showed me, and this thing begrudgingly started to come out like taffy, and it looked at me, and to see if I would watch it go. And I said, how do you feel? I said, I feel better. Why? Because some of it was going. I said, you need to go and stay out. Keep going. I said, I'm not asking you. And finally, when it went, and we thanked the Lord for what was happening in her, though it wasn't 100% yet, we thanked Him. And when we thank Him for little beginnings, the completion, because God is a complete God, yes? He's a perfect God, yes? So we thank him for the little healings, and then we see the miracles happen in his completeness. It went, and she was great. And I thank you. I thank you, Father, for that ankle. I thank you for sharing. I thank you for that testimony. I thank you just by sitting here that the Lord, through his revelation, can bring these things. Yes. How about you, sir? June 15, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Father, every decree for his family. Lift your hands and pray with me, would you? Thank you, Father. Every decree for his family. This special date was a decree for him and his family that generations before him, generations after him, and his generation shall be blessed. Double fold for his generations after him, as Elijah is to Elisha, David to Solomon, Abraham to Isaac. Let his roof be their ceiling. Let his ceiling be their floor. Let his roof be the beginning of their footsteps. Double portions, double revelations. Everything that has been spoken over this family, Father, we pray only of the things that you've decreed for them in Jesus' name. June 15th is the anniversary of things that you've decreed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Would you care to share? Hallelujah. Now, yes, I wanted to share because sometimes we feel it's just for one. Sometimes it's a myriad because God is doing a lot of things, yes? I was ministering one time and I gave a word and the Lord showed me someone's seen this revelation. Someone's seen this revelation about this or this. I don't recall what it was. I said, who is that? And the people, five of them in that row, raised their hands. And they looked at each other. They were friends. And they went, you should see the faces sometimes you guys give us. It's so fun. I said, look at that. I said, did you guys even know? She goes, no. God does things. You know, two feet. Interesting, yes? And right after that happened, the Lord gave me another revelation. And in this side of the room, same thing happened. I go, who is that? And four or five people raise their hand right in the midst of that. I don't know why God does that. He just likes to sometimes, yes? Is that good enough for us? Thank you. Father, we thank you. Do you like the mission field? Yes. Yes. The Lord had showed me that your feet, as I mentioned before, the blessing or the blessed are the feet that bring good news. And you will bring good news. I see Malaysia. Have you been praying for Malaysia? You don't know? I see Malaysia. Now, God gives me in portion, so it's just not Malaysia, and I'm not asking you to pack your bags. But the things that we do relationally is to share the things that God is doing intimately with you so that other people can be known with him through your life. And it's the sharing of the relationship. It doesn't matter about right or wrong for me. It's about sharing what God, I believe God is speaking. It's that faith walk with God that he enjoys. Do you like to teach? You don't, but you are a good teacher. And the way the Lord is going to teach you as he has now, he's going to begin to show you the revelations, the things that you're going to be encountering with him. And through that, you're going to have this desire to teach. The teaching and the revelations of God is in you, and you desire to see the things of God, and you desire to see and hear the voice of God. You can see and hear the voice of God. And you spend intimate time with Him. Many of your friends, they don't want to have anything to do with you because you spend so much time by yourself praying. Am I right? But God is your friend, and He hears your prayers, your supplications, and He loves you. He calls you His daughter. "This is my little girl," He says. And you are blessed. And all the things that you speak come from me. I've set your roots in the way I've intended. Thank you, Father. I'm not sure how many musicians are in this area, but I see an orchestra just above you and within you. Just in this area. We were ministering and I was standing next to my nephew and the people were singing, but yet we heard a choir of angels. And I said, "Kainoa," who's my nephew, I said, "Do you hear that?" And so he stopped. He goes, "Angels. Have you heard the angels sing? It's tremendous. It's right in here." Are you a musician? Do you play play any music? Yes. Yes. I see strings. I see string instruments. Do you play the string instruments? You started learning. Yes. The Lord has decreed that for you. The learning of the strings that you started. And you will delight Him because He's given you the heart to play this instrument. And it opens the things of heaven when people hear it. And when you play, as this woman, this little girl is playing. Little. She's not quite so little, are you? The resonating sounds that God has equipped for you. Though you started to learn to play the string instruments, He has rooted that for you. And you will see many come to God because of the sounds you play that permeates from the heart that He's given you. He said, "I will give you the heart to know me." And out of that heart flows the issues of life. And through your playing, many will come. And they will say, "What is this sound?" And you will say, "It's the sound of the Lord that He's given me." Generations after you will yield because of this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. How many of you want more intimate relationship? Every day I want... Yes. Stand up with me if you desire this. We could be here all night, yes? Sometimes we do. Yes, all morning. Onto the night. Open your hearts and lift your hands with me, please. Now, when you lift your hearts up, I want you to open your heart in this way. See, the Lord gives us our hearts. He said He fashions us and instructs our hearts in the way that matters the most to Him. Yes? So open your hearts in that way. Say, "Lord, I just bring my heart right now to You. I want more of You." Say, "I want more of You. Whatever that means to You, Lord, I want more of You. Whatever that means, I want more of You, Lord. Whatever that means to you, whatever that means to you. Father, all the things that you have showed me through the years, I want a double portion for these people here, Lord. All the things, Lord, I want to give more to them, the things that you have shown. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, share with them your whispers. In these seasons are whispering, silent, and quiet seasons where you quiet your hearts so that you can hear the things of God. And your life will never be the same. Say this with me, will you? Father, I want more of you. Whatever that means, from your heart, let it be in my heart. I desire to be like you. I desire to live only for your purposes, the fulfillment of your kingdom. Let us see in the midst of us who you are to us. We love you, Father. Thank 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 you, Father. Father, I pray for the worship team and those that are their musicians here and all those that sing and resonate the sounds that speak from their hearts, that sing from their hearts. Every sound of their walk, every sound of their clap, every sound of their voice, bring life to you in Jesus' name. Bring life to you in Jesus' name. Bring life to you in Jesus' name. I pray for those that you have directed, the sons and daughters of Asaph, those that bring the worship into this place, that they would know, that Hong Kong would know, that China would know that Jesus is Lord. And Father, we will see this because in the midst of us, they will not deny that these things that you have decreed, that you have purposed, that you have spoken, your signs and wonders will speak for themselves. Truth does not need to be stood up for. Truth does not need a pillar from us. Truth stands whether we believe it or not. And you are the God. You are the true God. Your truth will stand. Your life would be. Father, I thank you for these. I thank you, Father, with boldness. Show them your ways, Lord, that they will see. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to share with you. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Pastor.
Have a good lunch. Bless you guys.